Not okay. Test 1, 2. Some ringy dingy up here. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That sounds good. Here. How's it sound there? Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to start with the Shema on page 15. Please join me in reciting the Shema. Everybody stand, please. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Page 16. V'yahavta et Adonai Elohecha, b'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol me'odecha, v'hayu hadivarim ha'ele, asher nochim etzelcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinata ha'am levanecha, v'dibarta ba'am b'shivtecha b'veitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shach b'cha, uv'kumecha, Ukashavtam liot al yadecha, vahayulatotafot bene necha. Ukhatavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. And in English on page 17, that is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Blessed be he whose glorious kingdom is eternal. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your life, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as reminders on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Please be seated. Okay. Now we're going to turn to page 77, and we're going to recite part of the Amidah in your red siddur. Page 77, please. Okay. So I'm going to just recite it in English. In the middle of the page, You chose us for your service from among all peoples, loving us and delighting in us. You exalted us above all nations by hallowing us through your commandments. You drew us near, O our King, to your service and called us by your great and holy name. And now we move down. Now we move to page 79. And in page 79 we read, Our God and God of our fathers, remember us and accept us as you remember our fathers. Jerusalem, your holy city, all your people of the house of Israel, and especially Messiah, the son of David, through whom you bring deliverance and well-being, grace, faithful love, and mercy, life and peace on this day of atonement. Remember us, O Lord, our God, for our good, and consider us for a life of blessing. According to your promise of salvation and mercy, spare us and be gracious to us. Have compassion on us and deliver us, for we look to you, for you are a gracious and merciful God and King, our God and God of our fathers. You pardoned our iniquities on this Sabbath day and on this atonement day, as it is written in Scripture, I am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I have blotted out as a cloud your transgressions, and as a mist your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. For on this day I shall... On this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you from all your sins. On this Sabbath. What are we doing? Okay, let's continue there in the middle. For on this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you from all your sins. shall you be clean before the Lord our God and God of our fathers. Accept our rest. Sanctify us by your commandments and grant our portion in your Torah. Satisfy us with your goodness and gladden us with your salvation. Cause us, O Lord our God, in love and favor to inherit your holy Sabbath, and may Israel rest thereon and bless your name. And then purify our hearts to serve you in truth, for you are the forgiver of Israel, your people in every generation, and besides you we have no king, no king who pardons and forgives. Deserving of praise are you, O Lord, who pardons and forgives our iniquities and the iniquities of Israel, your people, who make our transgressions pass away forever. King over all the earth, who hallows the Sabbath and Israel, his people, and the Day of Atonement. Amen. And we'll stop there for the Amidah. And now we'll continue to page 82, where we will continue with the Ashamnu. Now, on Yom Kippur is the only holiday of the fall feasts that deals with confession of sin and repentance and fasting and prayer. It's a day of cleansing. It's a day to ask God for forgiveness. It's a day to repent and to confess and to rededicate your life to the Lord. And so we turn and we're going to say these prayers of sin, confessing sins and repentance. And we start with the Ashamnu on page 82 in your Siddur. And I will sing it, and then you can follow me. So it's kind of a you follow what I say. So if I say the first word, it's you follow it. You repeat after me, okay? Ashamnu,
Ashamnu,
Bagadnu,
Bagadnu,
Gazalnu.
Gazanu,
Dibarnu dofi,
Dibarnu dofi,
Hevinu,
Hevinu,
Vehirshanu,
Vehirshanu,
Zadnu,
Zadnu,
Hamasnu,
Hamasnu,
Tafalnu sheker,
Tafalnu sheker,
Yatsnu ra,
Yatsnu ra,
Kizavnu,
Kizavnu,
Latsnu,
Latsnu,
Maradnu,
Maradnu,
Niatsnu,
Niatsnu,
Sararnu,
Sararnu,
Avinu,
Avinu,
Pashanu,
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 Sararnu,
Sararnu,
Kishinu Oref,
Kishini Oref,
Rashanu,
Rashanu,
Shichatnu,
Shichatnu,
Tiavnu,
Tiavnu,
Tainu,
Tainu,
Titanu,
Titanu,
Sararnu,
Sararnu.
Okay, so we are guilty on page 83. Please say this with me. In the middle of page 83, we are guilty of arrogance, blasphemy, corruption and dereliction, evil counsel, frivolity, guile, hypocrisy and insolence, jealousy, levity, mendacity, nefariousness, obstinacy, profanity, querulousness, rebelliousness, slander, and transgression. Say it with me. Unrighteousness, villainy, wrongdoing, and zealotry. We have turned aside from your commandments and your good instructions, and it has not profited us. But you are just concerning all that has come upon us, for you have done truly, but we have dealt wickedly. Amen. Now we move to the Al-Khayt, which is at the bottom of page. I'm going to read on Hebrew, and then I'm just going to read it in English on page 83 at the bottom. It's a prayer of confession, and so I'm going to read it, and we can read it together. If you have your book, if you don't have the book, don't try to read it or follow me. Just read it. If you have it, read with me. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our fathers, to forgive all our sins, to pardon all our iniquities, and to cleanse us from all our sins. For the sin we committed in your sight forcibly or willingly, and for the sin we committed against you with hard-heartedness. Please turn to page 85. For the sin we committed in your sight without intention, and for the sin we committed against you by idle talk. For the sin we committed in your sight by lustful actions, and for the sin we committed against you by offensive speech. For the sin we committed in your sight by oppressing others, and for the sin we committed by contempt for parents or teachers. For the sin we committed in your sight by lewd association, and for the sin we committed against you by insincere confession. For the sin we committed in your sight by violence, and for the sin we committed against you by defaming your name. Forgive us all sins, O God of forgiveness, and cleanse us. And I'm going to sing it in Hebrew. V'yal kulam Elohai slichot, slach lanu mechalanu, kaper lanu, v'yal kulam Elohai slichot, slach lanu mechalanu, Slach lanu mechalanu kaper lanu. And let's continue in the middle of the page on 85. For the sin we committed in your sight by fraud and deception, and for the sin we committed against you by bribery, for the sin we committed in your sight by mocking, and for the sin we committed against you by slander, for the sin we committed in your sight by usury and interest, and for the sin we committed against you by pride, for the sin we committed in your sight by our manner of speech, and for the sin we committed against you by wanton glances, and for the sin we committed in your sight by arrogance, and for the sin we committed against you by scornful defiance. Forgive us all sins, O God of forgiveness, and cleanse us. And I sing in Hebrew. V'yal kulam Elohai tzlichot, slach lanu mechalanu kaper lanu. V'yal kulam Elohai slichot, slach lanu mechalanu, slach lanu mechalanu, kaper lanu. And that means, forgive us all sins, O God of forgiveness, and cleanse us. And now we read the third paragraph on page 85. For the sin we committed in your sight by shirking responsibility, and for the sin we committed against you in passing judgment, for the sin we committed in your sight by plotting against others, and for the sin we committed against you by gross selfishness, for the sin we committed in your sight by foolishness, and for the sin we committed against you by being stubborn, for the sin we committed in your sight by running to do evil, and for the sin we committed against you by tale-bearing, for the sin we committed in your sight by swearing falsely, and for the sin we committed against you by groundless hatred, for the sin we committed in your sight by breach of trust, and for the sin we committed against you by a confused heart. In Hebrew, I'm going to sing. V'yal kulam Elohai slichot slach lanu mechalanu kaper lanu V'yal kulam Elohai slichot slach lanu mechalanu slach lanu mechalanu kaper lanu. And at the bottom of page 85, that translates, forgive us all sins, O God of forgiveness, and cleanse us. And then the last one is on page 87. At the top, for the sins requiring a burnt offering, and for the sins requiring a sin offering, for the sins requiring varying offerings, and for the sins requiring guilt offerings, for the sins requiring corporal punishment, and for the sins requiring 40 lashes, for the sins requiring premature death, and for the sins requiring excommunication and childlessness. Forgive us all these sins, for we read of our Messiah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our sins was on him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In the past, God provided atonement for us through the sacrificial system, but now we have atonement through Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Okay. And now we move, that's the Al-Chait, and so that concludes the liturgy for today. And Carol's going to play the song, Holy, Holy is the Name. And I'm going to stop here.